All right, so I'll need some help for this one. So if you get called up here, you have to stand really quietly. And you have to be good and not be distracting. So right now, I need to be very quiet. You put your bags on the floor. Everybody put your bag on the floor. Isaiah, put your bag on the floor. Yeah. Yeah, just... All right, so we're going to go through these eggs. Each have something in them. Who would like to open the very first one? Sorry, come on up here. All right, he's going to open this. Open this up. Show us what it is. Close. It's a donkey. That's right. Good. All right, so this is... Jesus told his disciples to go and get a little donkey, and he was going to ride into town on a donkey when he was going to Jerusalem. Now, this is, Jesus knew this was going to be the last week before his crucifixion, before he's going to be killed. And so this is sort of fulfilling a prophecy, and he's telling everybody that he is the Messiah. He's the promised one. He's not riding in on some kind of big conquering horse. But he's riding in on a lowly donkey. All right, let's do the next one. Let's see. All right, scoot over just a little bit. What's in this one? Looks like some silver coins. So, listen. They don't get to keep what's in here. They're just showing us. All right. So one of Jesus' disciples decided that he actually didn't want to. He really wasn't interested in following Jesus. He just was there for the money. I know what disciple. And so this was Judas. He went to the priest and said, "If you give me some money, I will betray Jesus and set it up so you can arrest him." One of Jesus' own people. All right, the next one is this one. All right, come on up.
He gets the crack in the
head. What's in this one? Oh, that's the wrong one. Oh, it's the light purple one. We'll get to that one in a minute. Here, this one's the one you want. We're not quite to that part yet. Working on that. All right, what's in this one? Hold it up so everybody can see. Yeah. All right. Jesus took his disciples up to a room and they had a meal together. And it was going to be their last meal that they had together while Jesus was with them. Because he knew he was going to be arrested and killed. And so, and he told them, he said some bread, and he said, this is like my body that's going to be broken. And he held up this cup and he said, this is like my blood that's going to be spilled for you. And so that was something that they could remember. It wasn't really his blood, but it was a symbol of it. All right, let's do the next one. I think it's this one. All right, let's see. It might be this one. Let's see what's in this. Oh, maybe not even that one. This one. All right, he's up. Why don't you come up here? I'm trying to pick quiet people is what I'm trying to pick. All right. Open it up. Hold it up for everybody to see. It is praying hands. Jesus went into, after they ate together, Jesus went to a garden to pray. And he was, he knew that this was his moment had come. All his life he had been waiting for this moment. And it was here. He was going to do what he came to do. And he was willing to do it. Find out what that is. Let's see. I don't think it's that one. Yeah, it's this one. Okay. Let's see. All right, Andrew. All right. What's in this one? What is that? It's a whip. So after Jesus was arrested, when he was in that garden, Judas came and all these soldiers came and they arrested him and they turned him over to the Romans And what the Romans did with a lot of their prisoners, they whipped them, and that's what they did with Jesus. That is what they did, the beginning of the mistreatment that Jesus suffered. All right, next is going to be this one. Shh, stand still. Shh, let's see. All right. All right, what's in this one? It's a rooster. Peter said that he would stick with Jesus till the very end, but Jesus said that before the morning came, before the rooster crowed, he would deny him three times. And that's what happened. When Jesus was arrested, Peter went and they kept saying, "Hey, you're one of those disciples." And he said, "No, I'm not." And he denied that he even knew Jesus. So nobody was with him. Jesus was all alone here at this point. It's not supposed to be open. All right, the next one is this one. Let's see. How about Ariel? Ariel can come up here. Yeah, you can stand right there. What is in this one? This is a crown of thorns. So what they did was they made a crown of thorns and put it on Jesus and a robe, and they said, "Oh, hail, King of the Jews." They were making fun of him because they said, "Oh, he was supposed to be the King of the Jews." Was he the King?
Yes.
He really was, actually. But they thought he was just some guy, and they thought it was all a big joke. But actually, it was not a big joke. But they made fun of him for it. And they thought, well, it didn't matter anyway because, well, my poor egg is broken. All right, who's going to do this one? All right, Isaac, you can come up and do this one. Try not to break it anymore. It's kind of breaking. What is this one? It is. All right. What's it made out of? What are those things? They're supposed to be like nails. You can kind of see that. Yeah. So then they took Jesus. Now, Jesus hadn't done anything wrong. He hadn't broken the law or anything like that. But they sentenced him to death anyway. The Jews said he had blasphemed because he said he was the Son of God, which he was. And the Roman governor said, "Well, you guys can do what you want. So we'll, all right, that's fine." And so that's what they did. So, yeah, that's right. He was crucified. It was a very mean thing. It was unjust. He did not deserve it, but that's what happened. All right, next one. Let's see. All right, you can come up here. That is not true. Patently not true. All right, what's in this one? It's a spear. All right, so Jesus was hanging on the cross, and then Jesus died. He died on the cross. Now, somebody will say, "Well, maybe he just fainted or something or whatever," and then later on, no. The Romans were really good to make sure that people died, and they stuck a spear in his side to make sure he was dead. He was dead. Then the next one. No, you don't keep it. All right, Ashley, you can do this one. All right, let's see what's in this one. It's a cloth. All right, it's a linen cloth. So when Jesus died, they wrapped him up in a linen cloth, like a big one, because he was dead, and they buried him. So they were preparing him to. We'll talk about that in just a minute. I'll see. All right, Jordan, you can do this one. What's in this one? A stone. And they buried Jesus. This was a different kind of burial than they didn't just put him in the ground, but they had kind of a cave, and they put a stone over it. And that's how they buried him. He was sealed up. Now, Jesus had said 3 days later he was going to rise again, so they made sure that that wasn't going to happen. They put guards around to make sure that nobody could get in there. And that's what they did. All right, last one. Dominic, you want to do this? Roman, you want to do this? Man, all right, fine, Eliana here. Everybody's declining. The last one has nothing in it. When some women came to the tomb, they found the stone rolled away and the tomb was empty. Because Jesus had risen. Later on, that wasn't just like he was gone and nobody ever saw him again. Jesus appeared to lots of different people and talked to them and ate with them. And one time, over 500 people saw him at one time after he had died and risen again. So this proves that Jesus really was the Son of God, just like he said. He is the King of the whole world, really. Not just the King of the Jews. You already said that. Alright. That's what we talk about. That's what Easter is about. Jesus rising again, so that we can be forgiven of our sins, and we can be part of God's kingdom. Alright, let's bow our heads. We're gonna pray. Bow your heads. Let's pray. Be very quiet. Father, we thank you for the time that we have together tonight. Thank you for this celebration that looking at your resurrection. And every Sunday really is a celebration of that. But we especially look at it during Easter. Help us to understand that that is important to us. That you died for our sins, that you were buried, you rose again, and you are the Son of God. And we can be a part of your kingdom if we will have faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen.